I've read it today.
There you go. There are more detail about that idea, but the mayoral development corporations within that obviously
exactly.
give the mayor the power. And I think the first
but
area
it's his authority, isn't it? Building 8,000 new homes out of the Olympic Village.
Yeah, but that will be the first one. Yeah. That means that the MDC will also take planning powers, like the old London Docklands corporation.
But if we're going to have
well,
neighbourhood plans, these neighbourhood plans. The neighbourhood plan for this area is clearly going to incorporate sort of Islington and south of the Euston Road.
And the mayor can designate that area as a development area, and he then acts as the local planning authority.
Indeed. So that would be what I would advocate, and that would be a challenge to say where is remembering that he's under a right wing government. Where is his support for the neighbourhood forum? Because these neighbourhood forums are demanding a single point of authority, which is supra the borough, the boroughs, TfL, various communications. So really, the localism bill is supporting the idea that I, as a volunteer, should have somebody to talk to about my
apart from anything else, it's local people who understand the issues much better than anybody else.
This is
You know, how can, whether it's an architect who's parachuted in from another part of the country or another part of the world even, you know, to design these things, or whether it's a, you know, the mayor sitting at City Hall who may have visited once or twice, how can they get a complete or a good grasp of what all the issues are better than local people?
But we had at the meeting that Paul was at, we had an architect for King's Cross Square saying they had been told by Camden to separate all the signage from the design of the square, and the square is signage for these 50 million people a year coming in. They were not allowed to think about the area that had already been designed around the railway. And they were not allowed to talk about anything to do with bus stops or the pedestrian traffic across the Euston Road.
This is madness.
Now, there's another example where I say, who is coordinating this for me and my 30 constituents?
Yeah.
I mean, part of the problem with the current, as you say, everyone defers to the mayor, and that's what happened when the Camden Cycling Campaign came to the council and said, we want to do something about the dangerous cycling situation. And the councillors said, basically, our relationship with TfL is paramount. In other words, we have to keep the transport moving. It's not about cyclists.
Sadly, the cabinet member in the Labour administration here, a man called Sean Birch, shocked us all when John made a deputation to the last full council meeting saying TfL are riding roughshod over safety for cyclists and pedestrians. You, Camden, should be standing up to TfL and saying you should not be endorsing what TfL is putting forward at the two junctions that we showed you today. Sean Birch's reply, I think, shocked us all by saying you have to understand that we get virtually 100% of our money for TfL. We have to work cooperatively with TfL. We talk to them, and an area near it where John and I live, Camden Road, is a shockingly dangerous road from Camden Town up towards Holloway, where we've had a cycling death there. We've had a really good consultation in 2004 with less than half of the recommendations implemented. And TfL are just ignoring it for the speed of their buses and the red route. So it's unfortunate that at the moment Camden does not seem to be willing to be a critical friend to TfL and say, no, our citizens are not happy with this. We want a safe crossing.
Yeah, local authority shouldn't just defer to what Transport for London says is best. And I mean, like in that place shaping plan for King's Cross you referred to, Hugh, they had a paragraph where it said, well, removing the one-way system is probably a good idea in terms of safety, etc., but it's likely to be too expensive or too difficult, we're not going to do it. And they've also, Camden Council, moving its offices, and they've kind of highlighted the fact that they're